Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, and you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. Take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. Thursday night show, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 7 months of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So go and get them. They're all free. At freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Coming up tonight, we've got some good stuff, as always. The love molecule has been discovered.
Oh, good.
We'll find out what that means. That's on the way. But we're going to start with an email that I actually got early on last month, and it's from one of our Shriners, Michelle. And I held it till now because I thought now would be a better time, because everybody, it's first day of December. Everybody is thinking about what to buy, right? Because it's the holiday season, whether you're a Christian or a Jewish person or, you know, you're a pagan. It's the holiday season for everybody.
That it is.
And so people are always thinking, well, what do I get for so-and-so. Well, what do you get for libertarians is what Michelle's asking. And so here's her email. You can email us, ftl at freetalklive.com. She says, so I've been listening to Free Talk Live now since about July. I started listening to the show simply because I feel I'm not educated enough about political matters, and you guys seem to really know what you're talking about. We fooled you.
Ho, ho.
And I found myself agreeing with you in so many ways. I've never felt like I belong to any sort of political party and have had trouble committing to one. However, I do believe that I might just be a libertarian deep down inside. So I thank you. You guys have an awesome show, and you're very entertaining. I've been dating a libertarian for about 4 months now, and I found your show independently of him and actually introduced him to it.
Great.
And he likes
you.
It. The holiday season is here, and I've been stuck on what to get him for Christmas. He's an international politics and economics major, and I'd like to get him something fun and witty involving his political beliefs, but unfortunately, I'm afraid that I am lost in this instance. Do you recommend any books, DVDs, T-shirts, or anything? Well, please help me out. By the way, isn't it he who should be stressing about gift giving and not me? This is kind of warped. If you do happen to answer my email on the air, please let me know. Okay, so here we go. Christmas gifts for libertarians. And she does kind of specify that she wants it to be, I guess, on the funny side, fun and witty. And I don't know.
Witty.
And libertarian? I don't know if all of that goes together. Although
certainly many libertarians are fun and witty.
Oh, I can think of something.
What's that?
Fun and witty. I would have to say, if you want libertarian, fun, witty, go with Penn and Teller's BS.
Yeah.
I would say
excellent one.
Yeah,
excellent.
Pick up the season one or season two. I'm not sure when season three is coming out on DVD. I'm sure it's going to be soon, but I don't know if it's going to be ready for Christmas time. But season one and season two, they're cheap. I mean, less than $30 a pop. You get an entire season's worth. That's like 12 to 14 different half-an-hour episodes. And all of them from a libertarian perspective. Some of them are kind of about ghosts and other garbage like that, alien abductions and other BS. But for the most part, it's a very libertarian-leaning show. And it's a lot of fun. And it's cool because it's something that he'll want to lend out to people, too. Because not everybody... The thing with libertarians is a lot of libertarians like to read. You know, there's a lot of libertarian books out there.
Yes.
And I could recommend libertarian books all day long.
Anything by Harry Brown.
Right.
Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart.
Exactly. Two of my favorites. And
I like Constitutional Chaos by Judge Neopolitano.
Okay.
He's sort of a borderline libertarian. He's really a Fox News commentator. Mm. But it's a good book.
Okay. Not really libertarian, though. Semi-libertarian?
Semi-libertarian.
Okay. Well, Penn and Teller are definitely libertarians. I mean,
he takes Bush to task. How's that?
Okay. That's good. That's good. Penn and Teller, though, are members of the Libertarian Party, I believe, and they're very principled guys. And the show's excellent. It's a lot of fun. Penn and Teller's BS. Obviously, can't say the full name of the show because we're on the radio. But you can go dig it up. I think Deep Discount DVD is a great place to go get it. DeepDiscountDVD.com. They give you free shipping and all that good stuff. So that's what I would recommend. Manwich, what did you have in mind?
I listed the books that I thought.
Oh, that's it, just books. Very fun.
I'm sorry.
Not very witty.
I didn't get really fun and witty. I haven't really come up with anything. I think Penn and Teller, great choice, though.
Indeed. And the other bonus to the DVD set is it's great to introduce people to the basics of Liberty. Not that that's what the point of the show is, but you'll put some of those concepts into people's heads without having to ask them to go read a book. Because when you're trying to, some of the things we talk about on this show frequently are how to spread liberty, how to introduce new people, your friends and your family members, to liberty. And most people, if you come up to them and you say, hey, there's a really great book you should read, it'll tell you all about freedom, they're going to say, I don't think so. They're going to say, thanks for the offer.
And the thing is the book isn't there, you know? That's the difference. It's difficult
to find.
It isn't there. They don't have it.
Well, even if you had it in your hand, it's still, there are a lot of people out there. Well, there are a lot of people, though, Manwich, that don't really like to read books necessarily, mm-hmm. or they have a very set list of books that they're going to read, like me. I mean, I've had people offer me books and recommend me books, and I have to very kindly tell them, I've got a whole queue of books backed up. I've got 10 books at least that I'm waiting on reading right now. I don't have much time for it. But everybody's got time. I mean, everybody's got time for a half an hour show that they can watch. And I think that that's really one of the cool benefits about the BNT.
I get told to read books all the time. Hey, read this book. Well, read a book. You know, they give you the title.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Hernando de Soto. I can't. But the thing is I'm told.
Hernando de Soto.
Yeah, some guy named Hernando de Soto, a friend of mine who's a bit of a libertarian, sort of recommended
the
to
Spanish
me.
Explorer?
No. It's by another guy. It happens to be named Hernando de Soto.
Interesting.
It's interesting. But I can't even remember the titles of most of these things. I don't know the title of that book.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to tell somebody, hey, read this book.
All right, so there's my answer, Michelle. Penn & Teller, if you've got an answer for her, a witty, a fun libertarian gift, maybe the Bill of Rights Security Edition. We've talked about that on the show before.
What's the Security Edition?
That's the metal version of the Bill of Rights, where it's made out of some sort. I don't know what the metal is that it's made out of, mm-hmm. but it's hard metal. And the idea is you're supposed to put it in your pocket as you go through metal detectors.
Mm.
That way the security staff, the TSA, for instance, at an airport, will have to relieve you of your Bill of Rights in order to get you through the metal detector.
That's kind of clever.
And that's kind of I think that's like a $4 or $5 gift. It's not a lot of money. So there's some answers for you. If you've got some suggestions for Michelle, you can email them to us or you can dial in 800-259-5791. What do you get a libertarian for Christmas?
This is a great DBS sort of thing.
Because absolutely.
There's, what, 1,000 people on the BBS?
Yes, there are.
And 60-something thousand posts. And if you put a question like this on the BBS, free talk at bbs.freetalklive.com, you will get a
bunch
of answers.
You're going to get some creative answers. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to talk briefly about something that was on the Fox News website for about a half a day.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys knew, this happened a while back. And what it involves is Carl Cameron's Fox News story on the Israeli spy ring.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about that?
No. I don't know anything about it. You have to brief me.
Okay. Well, anyways, it was on the Fox News website for about a half a day, and it took off. Nobody ever said anything else about it. What it was is the FBI had discovered the presence of a massive spy ring inside the United States run by the government of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And basically, what it was is they have this access. They have some companies. Well, of course, the American taxpayers, $3+ billion, is what Israel gets from the taxpayers.
That's our foreign aid we send.
Yeah,
out
exactly. 10% of its annual budget, basically.
Wow.
And Israel, what they've done in return with this money is set up government-subsidized telecommunications companies, which operate here in the United States and also in Israel. And now what this does is allow a monstrous phone tracking system and tapping system that can eavesdrop on any phone system in the U.S., including the White House.
You know what we could do if we would just get rid of most of the government, all of this unconstitutional government? They'd have nothing to spy on. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-259-5791. It would end spying in this country.
It would. There's nothing to spy on.
Back. The love molecule on the way. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, and you can take control of the phones. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there, and it's all for free. All of it is on the house. We'll continue to be that way. One of the things we ask that you do in return, considering we give you everything, instead of asking you for money, like all those other talk shows do, they want money for those archives. We give them to you for free. All you have to do, and you don't even have to do it, but we appreciate it, is go and vote for the show. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. Now being the first of the month, the first of December, now's the best time to go and vote for Free Talk Live, because the more votes we can front-load into the front of the month, the first week of the month, the better off we are, because it keeps us up there, it pushes us up to the top of the charts, the podcast charts, and it helps us stay there.
We're at a miserable number four.
Not a good start.
Only 20 votes separate.
Right.
So 20 votes right now. Put us at number one.
That's right. So we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. All you need to vote is an email address. Very simple. And vote.freetalklive.com.
It's not really about winning the most amount of votes at the end of the month. It's about maintaining the number one position for as long of the long in the month as we can.
Absolutely.
Because media people and people who want to get podcasts go to this site, podcastalley.com, and they... you know, check it out. So if we're at number one position, we got a much better chance of getting checked out. A lot of our listenership comes from just that way.
Exactly. Well, certainly our online listenership does. And so vote.freetalklive.com helps us out. Thank you in advance. All right. So we're going to the molecule story from Rome. According to Reuters, your heartbeat accelerates. You have butterflies in your stomach. You feel euphoric and a bit silly. It's all part of falling passionately in love. We've all felt that before, right?
Oh, it's touching.
And scientists now tell us the feeling won't last for more than a year. I mean, did you ever notice that, how it goes away?
Of course it does.
Right. And I think there are a lot of people out there that spend their lives trying to rekindle that flame, right? They notice after their first year of being with somebody that
hey, this stinks.
Right, that feeling's gone. And that it is a good feeling. It's drug-like in a way. And they want to get it back. But there's just no way to do it. The powerful emotions that bowl over new lovers are triggered by a
there's a way to do it. Get a new lover.
Well, yes. Which is probably why there's a lot of cheating going on out there. It's triggered by a molecule known as the nerve growth factor, according to Pavia University researchers. The Italian scientists found far higher levels of NGF in the blood of 58 people that had recently fallen madly in love than in that of a group of singles and people in long-term relationships. But after a year with the same lover, the quantity of the love molecule in their blood had fallen to the same level as that of the other groups, which means you can't feel it anymore.
Yeah, sure.
The Italian researchers, publishing their study in the Journal of Psychoneuroendocrinology, said it was not clear how falling in love triggers higher levels of NGF, but the molecule clearly has an important role in the social chemistry between people at the start of a relationship. So that's NGF, nerve growth factor. And maybe it has
get some today.
And that's interesting. I'd be curious to know, and maybe they will find this out someday, why this happens. Why it happens with that special someone, with that other person.
All we are in our lives is the chemicals going off in our brain.
Right.
You know, what makes you think or feel certain things about stuff seems to be just these chemicals reacting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing, you know, how they control us.
But what is it about, what is it about falling in love, which we really still don't really understand today, that makes this one particular chemical happen? I mean, is it something about that certain person? Is it about the excitement of just being with somebody new? I think the excitement and doing something new has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they say about old people, for instance, when you get old, you want to keep doing things. You want to keep doing new things. Because if you get into ruts, your brain literally gets into a rut. When you go to work the same way every single day, the same synapses are firing in the same order in your brain. And this is common stuff that you learn in psychology.
It's no work. It's like a muscle that doesn't get worked.
Exactly. And so if you take a different route to work, or if you, instead of working in your garden, you go out for a walk. I mean, there's certain things. If you just change up your routine, those new synapses are firing up there. It keeps your brain alive, essentially. So I'm wondering if this is kind of a factor there. Of course.
Can't see why not.
Of course, you don't feel it in your brain, right? I mean, when you're in love with somebody new, do you ever feel it in your brain? Doesn't it kind of come from, like, inside you, kind of your trunk area?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
You feel it throughout more of your whole body and sort of emanating from your trunk?
Hmm.
It's interesting.
Would you know you were hungry without your brain telling you, though, or would your stomach tell you?
Obviously, your brain's involved, but I think it's interesting that it seems to emanate from somewhere else. Not that I'm a scientist or anything, but there you go, the NGF, nerve growth factor. That's all it is. It's just a chemical, people, and so when it wears off, it doesn't mean you're not in love anymore. It doesn't mean you don't care about that person anymore. It just means that all the initial excitement's gone, and you're never going to get it back with that person.
Well, I think you can have good times and, you know, you can increase your good times by going on vacations.
Sure, you can have good
times. Spending time with each other.
You can have good times and spend plenty of time with each other and get along super, but you're not going to find that feeling again unless you go with somebody else. So there you go. 800-259-5791. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got some Fourth Amendment stuff for you. I think I sent an email, so I don't know if you...
Ooh, I have not reviewed all of my new emails yet. I had a bunch of them come in today.
Okay. Well, in essence, I lost my book bag or lost track of it.
Uh-oh.
And, well, it came back to me about a week later.
Hmm.
And whether through negligence or somebody looking through it and saying, what a bunch of junk, and put it
right.
Someplace. But I found some things that were missing that were of absolutely junk value, like two personal notebooks and a CD-ROM.
Personal notebooks?
Yeah. Well, things that I would take notes in and scribble things and whatever. You know, like if I were going to call you folks, I would write down,
notes.
Topics,
I see.
Things.
Okay.
Take notes, yeah. And it turned up missing.
Huh.
And the couple of times that other people have taken a supreme notice in my book bag was when I was searched by the campus. I called in about that before.
That's right. You had a knife in your book bag, and the cops were harassing you.
A steak knife.
Right.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, well, if I did accidentally leave it somewhere, then why is this stuff missing, and why is it looked through and such if they already know it's mine?
You lost the bag, and you say you found it a week later. You just came across it, or did somebody bring it back to you?
They turned it in, and it would be in a place that I wouldn't normally be, but, yeah, I could see myself leaving it there. The question is, where are my notebooks, and why would somebody want those? Yeah, in my pocket is sitting a calculator that if a thief wanted to, they could have sold that so easy.
Yeah, one of those graphing calculators, those $100 calculators, right?
Not exactly. It's a statistical analysis one for business class, and you get that along with the class.
Right.
So I'm thinking, if somebody wanted to be a criminal and steal this, then they would have taken that. But
I'm baffled. I don't know what to think about that.
Maybe it's something as innocent as they were looking through the book bag, trying to identify whose it was. And
maybe they just set it down.
They took some stuff out, and then they didn't put it all back in.
And they didn't know it was yours, and they just figured they'd throw it away.
It doesn't sound too nefarious to me.
No, certainly not. And at least you got it back, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. But I can understand his paranoia. I mean, after you've been harassed by the cops and kind of have had a bad time at college, you'd wonder what's going on. More coming up. Free Talk Live, you take control of the show.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Heard about the new hotspot in town? It's not a jazz club, a cafe, nor a sports bar. But this spot's so hot, you could get burned. When I come back, I'll tell you how to avoid getting steamed. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
During the holidays, mall parking lots are hotbeds of activity, and you could get your goose cooked in two ways: accidents and crimes. Yes, parking lot accidents account for 20% of crash claims. So pay extra attention when backing out and avoid driving diagonally across lots. And to escape the 750,000 violent crimes committed every year in parking lots, report suspicious activity or persons to mall security. Now rejoice. The only goose cooked this season will be on your holiday table. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You'll get updates if you sign up for them at updates.freetalklive.com. It's a periodic email that we send out, just kind of letting you know what's new with the show. The fresh news, like I just sent one out right before the show, as a matter of fact, announcing our brand new affiliate that we're going to be adding to Saturday nights.
And excellent news.
Yes, we'll tell you more about them coming up on Saturday night. You can join us again online, freetalklive.com, and sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Manwich, what do you have coming up this hour?
Well, I've got a political party wants to have Bible literacy classes in Alabama. Can you guess which party?
Actually, I'm not sure. We'll find that out coming up. And your calls, of course, 800-259-5791. But we go to the email box. This one from Cortain, FTL at freetalklive.com. He says, there aren't many libertarians here in central Minnesota, so some of my friends like to give me a hard time about my political views. Just recently, I was having a conversation in which I mentioned that my bass guitar had been loaned out to another friend of mine for nearly a year. My friend asked, the friend I was talking to, asked why I'd let him keep it for so long, and I explained that since I do most of my bass parts with a synthesizer, the guitar is almost, is getting more use with my friend than it would be with me. Almost instantly, she said, that isn't very libertarian of you. This, of course, called for an explanation. She said it was a communist way of thinking, that the guitar should be with the person who would make the most use of it. Obviously, she didn't quite understand the whole point of libertarianism, regarding force as opposed to voluntary action. She was under the impression that libertarianism is Darwin's law of the jungle, where greed is good and it's every man for himself. And to an extent, she was right. But I suspect it's fairly common that most non-libertarians, and maybe even some libertarians themselves, think that this means eliminating charity. People seem to be under the impression that because libertarianism means people can hoard wealth, that they necessarily will. And to be charitable is somehow contrary to libertarian ideals in their minds. This is just wrong, and I see its potential for making libertarians look bad. Do you have any thoughts on whether this is a legitimate problem, and if so, any ideas on how to counteract it?
I would say that's a very legitimate problem.
I'd say it's one of our biggest problems.
I would say that people generally hear libertarianism as greed, you know, just unstifled greed and miserliness.
Right. Well, the reason why, it's a simple reason why, because most libertarians aren't very good communicators. Most libertarians want so badly for all of their friends and their family members to understand liberty. They want so badly for all of these people that they know to come into our camp and join the crowd and become libertarians and free marketeers. But the thing they don't do is educate themselves as to how best to explain liberty to people. And if you just go and into a group of people at a party and you just start spouting off without knowing it, what it is that you're talking about, if you not that you don't understand liberty, but if you don't understand the communication factor, you're going to alienate these people. If you go into a room full of liberals and you say, "Well, I think we should abolish welfare," they're going to think that you're a Scrooge. They're going to think that you're selfish, that you're a terrible human being because you don't want to help the poor. Now, if you would have explained the fact that you think what you want to do is you want to find the common area of agreement between the people. So if helping the poor is important to the person you're talking to, you couch it in the terms that they want to hear. Yeah, man, which I think we should help the poor. In fact, I think helping the poor is really important, and that's why I don't want to trust it to the government. In fact, then you can go into, then you can cite some, you know, statistics that show that the government welfare program, for instance, I think they spend like 70% of the money that they take in, the tax dollars, that's overhead. 70% of the government welfare program is overhead.
So 30% gets to the welfare recipient.
Right. And the 30% that goes to the recipients isn't even distributed very well, because it's just distributed to the people that can fill out the paperwork.
Right.
They don't actually check out these individuals. They don't follow them. They don't have volunteers that will follow the person's path and find out if they're actually, you know, working towards bettering their lives with the money or snorting the money buying cocaine and snorting it. So you can point that out, then you can point out that charities, on the other hand, maybe maximum have 30% overhead.
Maximum.
And that the charities actually have people that care, volunteers. The welfare bureaucrats are middle-class bureaucrats. They're getting paid for this job, and they don't even care about the recipients. The volunteers in charity, they really do care, and they actually follow these people. They follow their lives, and they keep track of
them. I'd say they care more.
So,
not that they don't care.
But do you see what I'm saying here? The idea is to show them that liberty can get them what they want. If you want to help poor people, the best way to help the poor people is under liberty, where you can decide who to give your money to. Because if you get to keep all of your money, then you get to determine who gets their hands on it. What if I don't think the government welfare program is very good? What if I'd rather support, you know, the United Way or the Salvation Army or something like that?
I think that's really the point here, is that, in fact, you know, they call libertarians selfish because they want to have people, you know, donate whatever they want to whatever organization they want to, or, you know, keep it for themselves, or, you know, just give them the freedom. What they don't have the freedom in this sort of situation is the people that think that welfare is a good idea, well, they're forcing you to pay for it.
Right.
And if you don't pay for it, you're going to get thrown in jail for tax evasion. And if you don't want to go to jail because you say you've done the right thing, you're standing up morally, I refuse to give in to your armed robbery, then you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
If you
that's not an argument that's going to really make headway with somebody.
I don't see
really
why it doesn't. I think that it stops.
I think that it could. It has a chance of, depending on how well they understand that. That's not what you want to lead with. What you want to lead with is the benefits. If they want to help the poor, show them. And let's talk about if they're liberals, right? Because that's usually where the liberals are coming from. They want to help the poor. They want to help the underprivileged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no liberal, I don't think, would agree with, for instance, President Bush's proposal to help out faith-based initiatives, right?
Yeah.
Because that's one of his big deals. So you could actually highlight a factor that the current the administration that they are opposed to is doing. Say, well, wait a minute, Manwich the liberal, you don't like the Bush administration, do you? I mean, you don't really like this new program that they've created that's going to distribute tax dollars to churches, do you? What liberal is going to say yes to that?
None.
You're going to say, oh, no, that's a terrible idea. I oppose that. Well, wouldn't you like to be able to not give your money to the Bush administration so they can do this with your money and instead support Greenpeace or support, you know, whatever other organizations you would choose to give your money to?
I think that by vilifying a particular political party, that you what you do is you strengthen the opposite, the opposing one. And in this case, there being, you know, two in America, two big ones.
Yeah, but you're not supporting the Democrats at that same time. You're
right.
You're suggesting that they would presume that about you? That they would presume that you were supporting the other side?
No, what I'm saying is all it does is polarize the person. They say, yes, I don't like Bush. That's why I'm happy to be a Democrat. You know, like, you're they don't like Bush, not because he's a Republican, but because he's a Republican. That's the reason they don't like him. If he was a Democrat, they'd vote for him all day long.
Right.
So I think that the best thing, personally, I like to, and I've got a more combative style than you do in this,
right.
And it's very true, is that would you agree that not supporting the initiation of force against someone is the right thing to do? Do you think that it's not nice to initiate force against someone? And most people will say, yes.
Okay.
And then you say, well, look.
You're backing them into a corner.
I get them into a corner. I get them to say yes to the initiation of force. And if I have to explain it a little more thoroughly, I do. And then I say, well, welfare is an initiation of force against me, because if I don't pay it, I'm in big trouble from the government.
Yeah, but then they're just going to accuse you of being greedy and selfish.
No, I don't think so. I think that that shows that, oh my gosh, the government is forced.
Coming up, Matthew's on the line. He's going to tell us that the mayor of Boston's now calling for random searches of vehicles. On the way, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. The number for you to take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there for you, the broadband version, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. Don't forget, by the way, to go vote for the show. It's a brand new month. That means that you can vote again at vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Now, let's go to the phones and to the fun to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, I know you're going to tell us about the situation in Boston, but as a principled libertarian, as somebody who I presume, I mean, have you been a libertarian for a long time, Matthew?
Oh, yes, for quite some time.
So you've had some experience then communicating with people, and you just heard us talking about the whole selfishness aspect of libertarianism. People tend to misunderstand, and that's also because libertarians, I think, tend to miscommunicate liberty. How do you feel about that problem with libertarianism?
Because, I feel it's an important issue because I was one of the culprits. I was a bad libertarian communicator for for my first several years. I was a belligerent, angry libertarian who, this is back in the mid-90s when I first came into libertarianism, and I was, I grew up in a town which is extremely left-wing, communist town. I mean, it's a small liberal college town, mm-hmm. Massachusetts. And so, you know, my early days of communicating liberty were not very successful. And, you know, so
What woke you up to the fact that you were not doing very well at this?
Harry Brown, learning Harry Brown's way of communicating liberty to people, and how trying to get to what issues are important to them, and how to, you know, discuss that, you know, how liberty works, you know, versus force.
Wouldn't you also say that Harry Brown is also a sell the benefits kind of person when it comes to communicating liberty?
Right.
Like I was talking about.
Yeah, and I've become a little bit more like Mary Ruart in working towards what I kind of, because I'm kind of a bleeding heart libertarian. I really care a lot about the environment, and
right.
And I care a lot about, I think a lot of libertarians do, but they tend to just be a little confrontational with people, and I'm more of a just kind of a casual talker about stuff like that.
Right, and I got to say, Manwich, that I mean, I understand you, that you're saying that you want to get in, you kind of want to get in people's faces a little bit with your method, but I've tested what you're talking about, Manwich. I've tested the whole use the argument of, well, force is wrong. And yeah, you can get a liberal to admit that force is wrong, but then they'll just back right back up and they'll say, well, we won't, I don't support the use of force. And then they'll continue to support socialism after that. They'll just act as though, it's like Nick the Socialist that calls from California. They'll act as though if they had their way, their government won't force anything on anybody. Even though it's totally not true.
Hmm? Wasn't that Jason the Socialist?
Oh, thank you. Yes. We used to have a socialist that called Nick years ago. But, yes, Jason the Socialist from California.
Right.
But you see what I'm saying, man? Which they'll go right back into their rut. And they'll claim up and down that, oh, no. If you let us get our way, we won't use any force on you like that. Our government wouldn't do something like that. Our government is going to be just. Our government's laws will be right.
Yeah,
that's what they'll tell you.
Our fair trade government would never do something like that.
Right.
One thing you got to remember is I'm a talk show host, so I have a tendency to be talk show hostish off
the
air.
You can't do that because you can get into conflict on a talk show. That's fine. That's what the show's about. That's what doing talk radio is about. But when you're one-on-one with somebody, you really have to sell the benefits of liberty. Find out what they want and show them how liberty does it better. If they want to help the poor, liberty's the answer. All right, so what's happening in Boston now, Matthew?
Well, there was a shooting outside of a school, an elementary school in Boston, and now the mayor
is calling
for. This is a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And the mayor is now calling for, you know, more police, and he's also actually calling for. He's working with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives now. He's having agents of this federal agency patrol the city also. And on top of that, he is, and this is, I'm quoting an article that I got in Yahoo, because many of the illegal guns are coming from other states where gun laws are more lenient. This is what I talked about recently.
Right.
Boston,
like New Hampshire.
Mayor, yeah, Boston, you know what they're talking about. They're really talking about New Hampshire mainly. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has raised the possibility of randomly searching cars entering the state.
Oh my gosh.
And it is that's a frightening thought. You know, and a lot of, you know, I mean, Massachusetts has a tourist industry, and that is like a big, wow, you know, I can't, that's, you know, that's up there with the governor talking about, you know.
What did you say the guy's name was? Stalin?
Yeah, right.
I've suggested this countless times on the show that what I thought was going to happen after the next terrorist attack, if we have one, was that they were going to call for roadblocks and start checking IDs and start searching cars on a random basis. But here we are. It's not even a terrorist attack. Was it just some random schmo going to a school, or was it one of the kids?
No. This is a. You know, these are in the ghetto areas, Roxbury and Dorchester, where they have, drug-related gang warfare going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Another example of our wonderful drug war at work. So they're all fighting each other over these various territories, and people are getting in the crossfire, you know. So of course we need to amp up the government, you know, to get them more involved and
So he's serious about this. He's serious about putting roadblocks on the borders and checking vehicles.
Exactly.
Wow. That is just so stunning to me. Thank you for the call, Matthew. That's just shocking. 800-259-5791, although it was bound to happen eventually. Will they go through with it? Will it actually happen? Only time will tell. We'll keep you up to date. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. 800-259-5791. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. It's that time of the month. No, not that time of the month. It's voting time. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com, and you vote for the show. It's very simple. It makes a big difference for us. It brings us new listeners. It brings us free press coverage if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Once a month kind of thing. Once you've done it, you're done for this month. And that's kind of like our payment for giving you everything for free at our website. So if you like the fact that we give you months worth of archives for free, if you like the bulletin board system, if you like the Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it being on the house, register your appreciation, go to vote.freetalklive.com. I'm still reeling from that last phone call, Manwich.
How so?
Even though we predicted that this would happen, and, okay, it hasn't happened yet, but even though we predicted it, it's still shocking to hear someone suggesting it. The mayor of Boston now suggesting that they put up checkpoints, that they put up some sort of vehicle inspection, some random vehicle inspection points on the borderline of Massachusetts because of the guns coming in from the surrounding states. It's all because of New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine. Those people are bringing weapons into our state and they're putting us at risk. That's what he's saying. Which is, of course, totally asinine.
It's really just a mirror, though, right?
Yeah, but nonetheless, he's making a suggestion. It's an idea that's been thrown out there, and some officious bureaucrat that wants to grandstand gets a hold of it and decides that it's a good idea,
mm-hmm.
they'll put up some random check on the border. And then you'll be driving down south from New Hampshire, maybe on your way to work one day, and because there's a lot of people that live in New Hampshire and work in Massachusetts,
yes.
just to save money on taxes. And so they make the trek down into Boston every single day. Well, now, just like in some other places, just like the TSA, how you sort of have to get to the airport half an hour to 2 hours early to get through the security. Well, now you're going to have to schedule, you know, an extra half an hour to drive down to work because there's a chance that you might get yourself pulled over. You know? Maybe you're one out of, maybe they'll pull over one of every 200 cars or something like that and just randomly search it. So that way there's a chance that your time will be wasted by these bureaucrats.
It's just amazing how much time is wasted in all this security stuff.
Yeah.
You know, all this productivity that's wasted.
It really is. And so I don't know what to tell Massachusetts residents besides get out. Besides just leave. Go to New Hampshire and don't even work in Boston anymore. I mean, unless you absolutely have to. Because that's just scary stuff, man. How can anybody look at a quote like that, a quote from that mayor suggesting this, and think they even live in a free country anymore?
It's kind of tough.
We always ask the question on this show, what will it take to get you to realize that you live in a police state? Is this what it would take? Random checks on the borders? Well, people in New York City don't think that they live in a police state, or some of them. I'm sure some do. But there's a lot of people that just think that the searches are a good idea. And I bet you there'd be a lot of people that would support these searches as well. Well, if it keeps us safe from gun violence, go ahead, you can search my car. I've got nothing to hide.
Well, if it's the neighborhood around the school where this happened, this drug neighborhood, they're not coming from New Hampshire. Okay? They're not coming from New Hampshire and shooting up your schools. That's your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that if you take the guns away from the good people, only the bad people will have them.
It's utter insanity. Are you just going to ban guns from the entire state of Massachusetts? Just nuts. If you support this kind of behavior, we want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we'll give you some details on crazy searches happening in the United Kingdom. Coming up, Hour 2.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a